Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Good to see everybody. Appreciate everybody being here. Big night last night. Glad you all made it out of there without any damage to your houses. So big storm, but it did cool things off, it seems like, right? And we had a good practice, a little bit cooler. Appreciate the effort of our guys. A lot of kids out here today. We love that. The kids are having fun. So what questions do you have? Right. Well, yeah, I guess it is. It always is that, right? It's always you want to be 1-0. We kind of talk about one day at a time, one play at a time, you know, so we'll go with that.
John, we're going to hear from Willie Taggart today. Obviously, he has some family history with the Harbaughs. What has he brought to that position here in the running back school?
Right. Well, Willie, you know, we go way back. He's a Harbaugh brother. We're Taggart brothers, I guess. My dad and Willie are so close, you know, from the time when Willie's a quarterback through coaching and coaching with my dad. Coaching with Jim. Just such a close relationship. My dad and Willie's dad are great friends. We're great friends. So having Willie here is a big advantage for us. He's a very established coach, you know. Great offensive coach, great head coach. Groundbreaking head coach in so many ways in college football. Now to be here with our guys, I know our players love him. He's added so much to our staff. So we're just thrilled that we were able to bring him on board and his family and Tanisha and all the kids and stuff. So we're rolling with Willie. It was good to see the plays made downfield. We've been close a lot of times, as you know, throughout camp, but they were completed. And they were completed under heavily contested coverage, too. So you see guys tracking the ball, running good angles on that route. We've got coaching points that they follow and thought they did a good job with that. So you always want to see big plays.
John, I mean, I know we ask you every week, but is there any more clarity on when Dobbins might come back to practice? And I guess beyond that, how do you feel about the progress of the running back room aside from you?
Right. Well, I feel really good about the running back room as far as how they're practicing. I think every single guy is doing a really great job and stepping up. I mean, you can go right through every single guy, and they're all doing excellent out there. I love the way they're playing. So that's been exciting. Of course, J.K., the ball's in J.K.'s court. We have talked. We talked again yesterday. We had a great conversation. You know, I do expect him back very soon, but I don't have anything to say about it. It's up to J.K., so hopefully that'll happen soon. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to talk about any specific player in that sense, but generally speaking, of course. Generally speaking, you know, you want to be a great player, you know, you need to put in the time and the effort and get with the team and just get right, you know, and he wants to do that in his case, and that's why I kind of expect him back here pretty soon.
John, all this around the preseason, we talk about the preseason win streak. Do you even know how many straight you've won in the preseason?
Oh, of course I know how many straight, of course. Is it 23?
It is 23.
All right, then.
Now, is this something that you even bring up for, like, the young guys? Do you even bring this up? Is this any kind of a talking point whatsoever?
No, it's like a no-hitter, right? It's like a hitting streak. It's unspoken, you know, till maybe after the game, you know. But it's something, it's funny because I'm in the big grand scheme of things, okay, people have their opinions, and I get it, but you know, different things are important to different people. And I know that the guys who played in those games, the guys that made the plays to win those games in the fourth quarter, because most of those games were won in the fourth quarter with guys making plays, right? They'll remember it. It's important to them for the rest of their life, and therefore it's important to me. You know, so it's meaningful in that sense. And, you know, but we're playing a game. We have a lot of goals, a lot of things that we're trying to accomplish. It's not about that at all, not even about that per se. It's about becoming better as a football team, evaluating our players, and each individual guy improving. So that's what we're looking for.
John, you've said a couple of times that Odell has had a good plan. With him, do you have to almost hold him back sometimes rather than, you know, because I don't know, he seems like he's out here every day. He's not been kind of getting better in veteran days off.
Right, I mean, he's right on schedule. No, not really. I mean, I feel like he's just kind of pushing himself as he feels fit, and it's pretty much been almost full steam ahead, you know. Last couple of days has been his, you know, most work, and he's probably had his best days. So, you know, I think he's right on schedule, and He's just a worker. He likes football. He likes being around the guys. No different than the other guys. He's into it, you know, and you appreciate that. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you go by what you see, for sure. Bill Parcells said it. You know, he said, I don't go by what I remember, I go by what I see. And I think that's a good adage for a coach in any sport, especially football. And so you want to see it. And guys are doing it. I see Melvin Gordon out there. He's working on his own extra. Over here, he's been around. He's been at every practice. He's taken every single rep, having a heck of a camp. So there's a lot of guys that you put in that category.
How impressed have you been with what you've seen from him? Are you, you know, it's one thing to see him play for other teams.
Right. I agree. I think he's looked really good. I mean, I've seen what's interesting to me is I feel like I've seen acceleration. You know, his ability to change speed through the hole and accelerate, change the angle on a tackler. We'll see in the games. But I you know, obviously he's a very talented player and he sure looks good to me.
John, we never got a chance to ask you about Mullen. Is he done for the season when you put somebody on that list that early?
It looks like it, you know, with a toe. It's a toe surgery. I can't say exactly if it's a whole season or not, but it's a pretty definitive toe surgery.